Welcome to Cosmic Scene with Jill Jardine. I'm your host, Jill Jardine, Master's in Counseling Psychology, longtime professional astrologer, psychic healer, and yogi. In this episode, I'm going to discuss the astrology of February 2023. Stay tuned until the end of the episode when I give the sun sign forecast for each zodiac sign. Welcome to the episode on the astrology of February 2023. All planets are now traveling direct until Mercury goes retrograde on April 21st, 2023. We are ignited by the Aquarian heightened frequencies in early February, triggering new awarenesses, making reconnections in our brain and social circles, and creating instant manifestations and imaginings of a better future. Enjoy these enlightening energetics in early February. When we hit the Piscean equinox on February 18th, the dynamics shift to connecting with the higher self, processing what has happened in the last 11 months since February of 2022, and taking stock of your internal life. Use this time to prepare in late February for the big shifts and changes that come in March 2023 when Saturn shifts into Pisces and Pluto transits into Aquarius. Big planetary paradigm shifts. So for the February update, I will share the key dates and astrological activities during the month of February. Stay tuned until the end of the episode when I give the sun sign forecast for each zodiac sign. So here we go, February 2023. The big highlight dates are February 5th, the Leo full moon. From February 11th through March 12th, Mercury transits Aquarius. On the 18th of February, the Sun enters the sign Pisces. On the 20th, it's the Pisces new moon. And on the same day, February 20th, Venus enters Aries. February is a much quieter month after the changeable energies in January and the Aquarian blast for the last 11 days of the month. February seeps in on an Aquarius wave of lightning and a watering moon in Cancer between February 1st and 3rd. It's okay if you're feeling emotional. You've got to feel it to heal it. The emotional waves start getting bigger on February 4th as we flow into the full moon of February 5th with the Sun in Aquarius and Moon in Leo. February's full moon, known as the snow moon, beams in on the 5th with Moon in Leo, Sun in Aquarius, the keynote being the individual's contribution to shifting group consciousness. Freedom is the February fire cry. This full moon is a time of culmination and the promise of fulfillment of that which was started at the Aquarian new moon on January 22nd. It ends the two-week cycle of the Lunar New Year activation. It is an emotional time, a time of romance, fertilization, and relationships. The Leo-Aquarius polarity deals with the balance between all that is personal, Leo, and all that is impersonal, Aquarius. The energy of the Leo moon is a creative self-expression and seeking pleasure and romance. While the Aquarius sun rules the group, more impersonal friendships and objectivity. This full moon urges us to strike a balance between romance and friendship, and between expressing ourselves in personal and impersonal ways. The snow moon arrives at 1:29 p.m. on February 5th, and our creative urges are enhanced by this Leo full moon. In astrology, Leo symbolizes the gift and the fifth house. That gift can be our creativity and any talent or skill we are born with or we have cultivated. And also the focus of the fifth house or Leo in astrology is children of body, mind, or spirit. Leo also symbolizes recreation, including sports and other ways to have fun. Leo is a fire sign and fire signs like to play. So this full moon in Leo is about how we create and recreate. It occurs over a weekend, so find some time to play and have fun. If you have children, hang out with your kids or look at things from a beginner's mind. Find the joy in simple things. Jumpstart your creative pursuits or go cross country or downhill skiing and delight in the movement and connection to nature. Leo is our gift and Aquarius is how we offer our gift to the collective or the 11th house. That might mean friends or groups you associate with or even the greater good. At this February full moon, think about your skills or gifts and how you might offer them out to the world in a more coherent way. The Sabian symbol for the Leo full moon is at 17 degrees Leo. The interpretation for that degree is, quote, a volunteer church choir singing religious hymns. The keynote is the feeling of togetherness which unites men and women in their dedication to a collective idea. The fellowship of common work needed for substance and security in a dangerous world is exalted in periodic rituals in which co-workers participate. At such moments, the consciousness and feelings of human beings flow into a common mold in which they become refreshed by the experience of shared values and beliefs. So during this time, you may seek out something that you can connect with others and do. If it's spiritual, that's great. Maybe it's just an event or an experience. But as you connect with others, enjoy the feelings of upliftment that are available at this full moon. Mercury shifts into Aquarius, sign of the genius, on February 11th through March 12th, 2023, accelerating the Aquarian lightning speed and delivering flashes of inspiration and enlightenment. Go back to listen to a podcast I did in 2021, November or December. And listen to that podcast on the Gayatri Mantra, which translates to kindly illuminate my intellect, which is what Mercury in Aquarius can do if you are patient enough to receive the downpourings of divine intelligence. Chanting the Gayatri Mantra through February is highly recommended. Om Bhura Bhuva Swaha Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yo Na Prachodayat. Or the long form, Om Bhu, Om Bhuvaha, Om Swaha, Om Maha, Om Janaha, Om Tapaha, Om Satyam. Om Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yo Na Prachodayat. Check out that podcast in late 2021 on the Gayatri Mantra. So interesting, this is a time when Mercury's in Aquarius from mid-February through mid-March, when we can have instantaneous awakenings. We might get downloads, or we might really get information that we should probably pay attention to and maybe even act on. I've also noticed since the time the sun went into Aquarius on the 20th of January, that there's been spontaneous manifestations happening for people. And it's a really new way of manifesting here as we get closer to the new paradigms that are coming in starting in March. Very interesting. What I've noticed is we align with what we want to bring in. We are not separate from it. We act like it's already here. And then I add a little seed mantra, Shreem, for Lakshmi, goddess of abundance, to it. Shreem, as I'm holding that thought of what I would like to bring in. And I don't make it a long process, and I just trust the universe will deliver when it's ready and in its way. And the new energetics of manifestation are starting to come in thanks to this Aquarian download. With the sun, Mercury in Aquarius. Venus was there all of January of 2023. And this is preparing us for when Pluto goes into the sign Aquarius on March 23rd through July 2023, dipping its foot into the sign of Aquarius. We are truly in the Aquarian age. We have been since 1992, according to Yogi Bhajan, the founder of Kundalini Yoga in the United States. So I'm going to do another podcast upcoming very soon on the transit of Pluto into Aquarius, the 4 months it will step its toe in 2023, and then the following 12 years plus when it will be transiting the sign of the humanitarian. We are not separate. We all live on the same planet. These are Aquarian keynotes. On February 18th, the sun slides into Pisces, and we may want to retreat within. The Pisces new moon arrives 2 days later on February 20th, and the desire to get away from it all is strong and receive healing from water. So find that hot tub or escape to a Caribbean beach or go to Florida and soak in the waters. Healing waters are very powerful at the end of February. Luckily, this Pisces equinox and new moon coincides with school vacation week for many, so get away. The Pisces new moon on February 20th is a good time to connect with heart and soul and set our soul intentions for the coming year. Perhaps making a promise to self to meditate more, or taking time each day to forge a spiritual bond with our divine self and our source. Having a spiritual practice, especially at the beginning of each day, sets the tone for the whole day and makes us feel more centered. And we're going to all want to feel centered as the new energetics come in, stirring up the third dimensional matrix with more antics and activities that may be upsetting. However, if you can align during the Piscean time, then you are in touch with the fifth dimensional frequencies of higher consciousness that will allow you to flow in your life and always be in the right place at the right time. So make the choice now in late February to align with the divine. The Pisces new moon occurs with four planets in the sign of the fish, with Sun, Moon, Neptune, and Venus all traveling through this surreal and spiritual sign. If one is tuned to the higher dimensions of light, they will notice spiritual signs and synchronicities everywhere. The Sun and Moon are in the first degrees of Pisces, as Neptune and Venus bathe in the late degrees of Pisces. In fact, Venus swims out of peaceful Pisces 50 minutes after the new moon has risen, and Venus transits into antsy Aries from peaceful Pisces. Things are about to get rocking in March. Venus transits Aries from February 20th to March 16th, transforming from spiritual goddess to martial warrior, hunting for love and setting the stage for the Aries ingress of planets in March 2023. New beginnings are afoot. The Sabian symbol for the new moon in Pisces is 1 degree Pisces. Quote, in a crowded marketplace, farmers and middlemen display a great variety of products. Unquote. The keynote is the process of commingling and interchange, which at all levels demonstrates the health of a community. It can also represent the closing of accounts or the final evaluation of the harvest of a cycle. So, what seeds have you planted in the last 12 years? Pisces is the last sign of the zodiac. And so, as we come to this new moon in Pisces, we evaluate, what have we closed up? What have we released? What have we done in this past cycle, meaning the past year since the former Pisces new moon in 2022? So think about what you are ending and releasing, and think about how you might relate with others in a new way. As the Sabian symbol refers to all that can be gained from social interplay, and especially in the broadest sense of the word, from commerce. So if you are having plans to start a new business at the astrological new year of March 21st, use this time to really feel out the energy. Go within, late February, early March is a time of really connecting within, working on healing, and getting ready for the amped up energies flowing in during the second half of March. Get ready. Here we go, the part of the episode you've been waiting for. Sun sign forecast for February. Aquarius, born approximately January 20th through February 18th. Happy birthday, Aquarius. It's your time to shine. You've been revving up since Lunar New Year hit at the Aquarian New Moon on January 22nd. So you are basking in some new energies now. You can sense the magic bubbling up at the Leo full moon on February 5th. Your aspirations and goals now will benefit your future self. It's time to surf the Aquarian waves when Mercury enters Aquarius from February 11th through March 12th. Use your powerful communication skills to share illuminating information and plant seeds for mindful manifestations to bloom in March. Your lucky days, Aquarius, are February 1st and 28th. You begin the month and end it with your good energies. Pisces, born approximately February 19th to March 20th. Pisces is battening down the hatches for the Saturnian storms blowing in when Saturn enters your sign in March 2023. Use February to attune your spiritual radars so you can anticipate what is coming for you. Saturn transiting your sign from 2023 through 2026 is an ending of cycles, so begin releasing now what no longer serves. Take advantage of the Saturnian transit for the next few years to establish new structures and support systems in your life. You can also focus on healing your physical structures, including your body and anything that supports your life. Piscean planets, including romantic Venus and Neptune, traveling through your sign, stirs up fantasies and surreal experiences. Your lucky days, Pisces, are February 2nd and 3rd. Aries, born approximately March 21st to April 21st. Take it easy. Take it easy, Aries. Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Loosen up while you still can. Don't even try to understand. As the quote from the Eagles song says, take it easy, Aries. Find some time to chillax in February. You will have your day in the sun soon enough in late March. So use this time now to get your house in order and plot out your plan of action when the Aries Aquarian whirlwind hits during the third week of March. Your lucky days, Aries, are February 4th, 5th, and 6th. Taurus, born approximately April 21st to May 21st. Aquarian planets square your natal sun, so there may be some frustrations or false starts. Don't worry, be happy. Make sure you move your body to release stagnation. Uranus in Taurus is moving forward now in your sign, allowing you to foster fortunate futures. All the frenetic Aquarian energies may make Taurus more moody and seek to escape or overindulge. Prepare for an unexpected Uranian adventure. Your lucky days, Taurus, are February 7th and 8th. Gemini, born May 21st through June 21st. Gemini feels like they're being stirred up in the cosmic blender. Try to become the calm within the storm. Aquarian energies kick up the connectivity factor. Reestablish your social connections. Romance is in the air. Get ready at the vernal equinox through late March and early April when your love life lights up. Your lucky days, Gemini, are February 9th, 10th, and 11th. Cancer, born approximately June 21st to July 21st. Cancer crawled under their shell in January due to the Capricornian influx of planets and Mercury retrograde. Now it's safe to go back into the water. Perhaps you are still gestating creative projects and not quite ready to bring them to the forefront. Take all the time you need. Deep healing is taking place and Cancer's contentment returns soon. Your lucky days, Cancer, are February 12th and 13th. Leo, born approximately July 21st through August 21st. Aquarian planets trigger unexpected situations and circumstances. As frustrating as it may be, the Aquarian energies are only trying to help you make changes you have been putting off. If you don't initiate fresh starts, others will poke, and provoke until you take action. Leo full moon on February 5th is a feel-good time, showering you with luck and a sense of faith for the future. Good news for Leo is that the creative chakric wheels are spinning, bringing in consciousness, shifting inspirations. Your lucky days, Leo, are February 14th, 15th, and 16th. Virgo, born August 21st through September 21st. Virgo is a sign that likes to keep things in order and under control, specifically their own control. In February, flexibility is necessary to ride the Aquarian waves. Everything feels too erratic and chaotic for virtuous Virgo. Focus on your health and improving your vitality so you can keep up with the accelerated pace. Your lucky days, Virgo, are February 17th and 18th. Libra, born September 21st to October 21st, approximately. Libra is the sign of balance and equilibrium, and they like it when things are calm and collected. However, they will surprise themselves with how well they roll with the Aquarian frenetic energies pulsing in. Make sure you are discriminating where you put your time or energy. Love comes in when you least expect it. Libra, your lucky days are February 19th and 20th. Scorpio, born approximately October 21st through November 21st. The South Node is transiting through your sign, showing everyone how it feels to be a Scorpio, spinning the karmic wheel of death, rebirth, and transformation. Aquarian planets push you to release, let go, and shed the skins of the outworn life patterns. You may want to take a breather in late February and early March during the watery realms of Piscean planets. Get ready to make great strides when Saturn transits into fellow water sign Pisces from March 2023 to February 2026. Your lucky days, Scorpio, are February 21st and 22nd. Sagittarius, born approximately November 21st to December 21st. Sag feels re-energized and revitalized by the influx from cosmic friend Aquarius. They feel like making social connections and new neural connections as they never thought possible. As another visionary sign like Aquarius, this is time to plot and plan your highest and best future and then give it up to the grace of God. Prosperity and peace are possible now. Your lucky days, Sagittarius, are February 23rd and 24th. Capricorn, born approximately December 21st through January 21st. Death and rebirth, transformation and regeneration, these are the energies that Capricorn has dealt with for the past 12 years, thanks to Pluto transiting your sign. Pluto amps up its intensity as it prepares to leave Capricorn for an Aquarian influx from late March through July 2023. Use this time in February to rebirth and renew yourself in a practical way. Pluto finishing up in your first house forces deep soul searching and transmutation. Your lucky days, Capricorn, are February 25th, 26th, and 27th. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Cosmic Scene on the Astrology of February 2023. Remember to subscribe, download, share, and give us a 5-star review. This is Cosmic Scene with Jill Jardine signing out, sending you Aquarian waves of healing through the quantum field.